WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When fire destroyed writer Maxine Hong Kingston's home in 1991, she lost all copies of her book in progress, a novel called The Book of Peace. She's reimagined that book and renamed it The Fifth Book of Peace. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Maxine Hong Kingston has always been out there, writing a lot about the spirit world and dreams, deep into what a resolutely rationalist friend of mine dismisses as woo-woo. To read Kingston, you've got to be willing to go on a magic carpet ride. Such open-mindedness is especially essential for her latest outing, called The Fifth Book of Peace. Like most of Kingston's books, The Fifth Book of Peace combines autobiography, fiction, and myth in a literary collage that defines traditional linear plotting. For pages on end here, we readers are kept aloft in circular holding patterns, while Kingston considers subjects like yogic breathing or the transformative effects of fire. Sometimes these suspended digressions are transfixing and rank alongside the best writing Kingston has ever done. Other times, the ride gets very bumpy, and even the most sympathetic readers will be tempted to bail out. The opening section of The Fifth Book of Peace is a memoir, relatively conventional in form and absolutely gripping. Kingston describes returning from her father's funeral on a Sunday afternoon in October 1991 to find a firestorm raging over her neighborhood in the Oakland-Berkeley Hills. It's every writer's worst nightmare come to life. Not only are her house and possessions destroyed, but also her latest novel in progress, called The Book of Peace. Kingston's computer, floppy disks, and 156 pages of hard copy, all gone up in smoke, like the burnt offering she and her family set ablaze earlier that day at the Chinese cemetery. Here's Kingston's description of discovering her manuscript in what used to be her writing nook. The unroofed sun shone extra brightly on a book-shaped pile of white ash in the middle of the alcove. I held in my hands the edges of the pages, like silvery veins of feathers, like white eyelashes. I placed my palm on this ghost of my book, and my hand sank through it. Originally, Kingston had begun writing this now incinerated novel because of her anger over the Persian Gulf War. She'd also been distressed to learn that her great memoir, The Woman Warrior, which centers on the legend of Fa Mulan, was being used at the U.S. Air Force Academy as a motivational guide for female students. Inspired by the legends of three lost books of peace in ancient China, Kingston wanted to write her own peace book. Now all was lost. But Kingston's no-nonsense mother, Brave Orchid, advises her daughter that anything she's made with her hands, she can make again, better. And a poet friend tells Kingston, if a woman is going to write a book of peace, it is given her to know devastation. Bucked up by these admonitions, Kingston decides to rewrite the lost novel, which appears here as the third section of The Fifth Book of Peace. I think Kingston's writing is most powerful when it oscillates between the buoyant realm of the imagination and the mundane, the sarcastic. That stylistic tension is what gave The Woman Warrior its edge. So this fictional section of the book, which stars Whitman Ah Sing, the hippie protagonist from her earlier novel, Tripmaster Monkey, is for me the least engaging. Whitman, his wife Tanya, and their young son Mario escape from California to Hawaii during the Vietnam War and eventually create a refuge there for draft dodgers and returning traumatized GIs. It's a whimsical beanbag of a story, a retreat fantasy that lacks the stuffing of authentic moral complication. In the autobiographical section that ends The Fifth Book of Peace, Kingston tries to bring her fictional fantasy to life by instigating writing workshops for war veterans, urging them to gather the smithereens and narrate them into story. This section offers some unusual and even acerbic insights into the teaching process, although it begins to wear out its welcome by the fourth or fifth seminar Kingston describes. So, the Fifth Book of Peace is very much a mishmash, a book that's best served by the dipping and skipping method of reading. Like Allen Ginsberg, another shaman poet who tried to chant away war, Kingston fearlessly throws her whole imagination and experience into this literary anti-war performance. More restraint would have made a better book, but that's not the way these holy fools for peace dance.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Fifth Book of Peace by Maxine Hong Kingston.